It has been 16 years since the fall of Czechoslovakia's communist regime. The Czech Republic, once a country of emigration, has now become one of transit and immigration, with the main immigration groups coming from Ukraine, Vietnam, Slovakia, and Belarus. The latest official statistics say around 2.5% of the country's population were legal immigrants. A decade earlier, it was less than half that number. This transformation, as well as new immigration policies brought on by the country's accession to the European Union, calls for a new migration system. Dita Asiadu spoke to Professor Albert Peter Rettmann, the head of Charles University's Center for Migration Studies. He says the Czech Republic still lacks a system that benefits all sides.
The current situation is that migration is very often an individual decision of individual persons or little groups. So, for example, workers from Ukraine are looking for work that they can send money to their families at home. And it's an advantage also for the Czech Republic because we need in certain sectors, we need workers. So they are employed because firms are looking for workers. But it is a quite great danger to track them as dependent workers. They depend on the firms where they are working, and especially when they have no legal status here, they are often abused. They do not get money. They have problems to get medical care and so on. And this is one of the items of our conference, the situation of illegal migrants.
Immigrants from Ukraine, the biggest group here in the Czech Republic, who are being abused by companies?
The workers from Ukraine are the main group who have problems with the legal status. The people of Vietnam, in this group, we see in the first generation that they live only in their own ethnic community. But immigrants are working quite hard here, and we all benefit from their work. We buy in Vietnamese shops, we eat in Vietnamese restaurants, and so on. For the receiving society, it's deciding to give especially a chance to the second generation, to the children of these immigrants. For example, in the western part of the Czech Republic, the children have very good results in the schools. And that's a sign of beginning integration.
The Czech Republic was not too long ago a transit country in which people would come here in order to actually get to its Western neighbors. Now it's turning into more of a target country, that immigrants come here planning to stay here. How has that affected the country?
It's also a good sign that we become a target country. That means that we have reached a certain stability in economy, that the people have the impression that they can live in this community, that they are received. And when we discuss immigration, we have to remember that we ourselves as Czech have immigrated during the communist time, but already at the beginning of the 20th century. The mayor of Chicago in the 30s was a former Czech. So when we remember that we ourselves have been migrants to the USA, to other Western countries, we can perhaps accept that we have now become a target country for migrants.
Professor Albert Peter Rettmann there of Charles University.